Well, we made it, folks. It is here. It is glorious. And I'm not even talking about the weather outside. It's a three-day weekend. Rejoice. The Daily Podcast is here. It's Dave on this Friday, May 25th. We've all been waiting for this moment. And here it is. Hope you guys have a great three-day weekend, even if the weather is going to get crappy, thanks to John and his plans to detail his cars, which we addressed right off the bat today. And we talked about our plans for this Memorial Day weekend. We discussed what is wealth in the eyes of an average American, an average millennial like Steve and I. We're getting beach ready. We played all kinds of great beachy tracks today in the 7 o'clock hour, and Steve faced off against the Rock Lobster, plus a comedian whose career has launched into the atmosphere lately, A-lister and stadium comic Sebastian Maniscalco. He's embarrassed about pretty much everything, but apparently not still doing morning radio. He came back. He didn't forget about us. He joined us today for a great chat. Hope you dig it. Let's dive in right now. It is the Daily Podcast.
You know why it's going to rain Sunday?
Because you plan to walk the dogs.
No, because this bastard's going to play golf. That's what it is. I'm blaming it on him.
Are you kidding me?
The sunshine is always at my heels.
Oh, I hate that saying.
My ass is at my heels. You said it on Monday that you were going to detail the car and wash the dogs.
Right. No, I didn't say I was going to wash the dogs. I washed the dogs last week. And when I heard that it was going to rain, I flushed detailing the car down the toilet. So forget about it. Your case is not a hold word.
Because you said it big on Monday. Stop it. This is
why,
like,
did you come to work dressed as
first
Andy
off,
Reid?
You do look very Andy Reid. Shorts. I'm in mesh shorts. Like a weird. I don't even know what fabric the shirt is.
You just walked out of the batting cage.
Dude, this is going to be. It's like Tiger's red on Sundays. This is going to be Steve's three-day weekend red.
Tiger on Sundays only a lot poorer.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9 MGK.
As far as most of the weekend is concerned, it's going to be a nice night tonight, partly sunny tomorrow. There could be a passing thunderstorm at any time. Sunday's going to be the suck hard day. It really is. There's a chance of showers throughout the day. Temperature getting up to 79. Cloudy on Monday. All right, minimal chance of rain, but it will be cloudy all day with a high of 76. But 87, the expected high for today. Big plans? You got barbecue plans this weekend? Anything like that?
Yeah, I'm going to bust out the grill. I got a new grill.
You got a new grill. Yes. So yeah. Okay, I can see that happen. How about you?
I was planning on busting out the smoker.
Oh, really?
Yes.
All right, you got a smoker?
I did get a smoker.
Oh, how'd you get that?
I bought it for myself last winter, close to Christmas.
You lying hump.
You replaced the one John got us?
Yeah. I actually sold that one for money to buy this new one. I'm thinking about I'm going to try it and do pulled pork and probably mess it up because this will be the first time I'm ever smoking something.
Yeah, don't get a prime cut for that.
Yeah. Don't invite people over either.
This is the test run. Yeah.
You and the dog.
Right, Of course, throughout the weekend, we would love to be your soundtrack because the Philly 500 is happening this weekend. Starts 3 o'clock this afternoon. Make sure you're listening for that number one song because on Tuesday morning, if you're the person who could tell us the exact time that number one song played, well, then you could be walking away with $500 in cash. The weekend being brought to us by Meineke and everyone here at Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. I got to tell you something. I think I'm putting on my golden slippers this morning. I mean, I am excited. I am really, really happy for a three-day weekend. I think maybe a little strutting around the studio might be a good idea. Just do a little bit of a strut. Come on. Hands up. Feet out. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody together.
Three-day weekend's here again. We'll sleep and drink some beer again. When it's 5 o'clock, let's cheer, my friend. Three-day weekend's here again. Won't go to work on Monday. Probably be hungover Tuesday. Three-day weekend's here again. There are barbecues that we'll attend. When it's Tuesday, shed a tear again. Three-day weekend's here again.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's lots of fun. We have music and everything.
102.9 MGK.
Let me ask you all a question because this survey got done and it was based around millennials, all right? And I'll tell you what they think in a moment. But what do you consider wealthy? How much money would you have to have in order to consider yourself wealthy?
Like a net worth?
Yeah.
Oh. A couple mil.
Yeah, probably with Dave. All right, a couple of mil.
What?
Billion.
Yeah. Okay.
Damn, Cindy, you're privileged.
Well, the average millennial considers 1.3 million comfortable and 2 million wealthy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Look how average we are.
All right. Now that's what you guys think.
Yeah.
In order for a bank to consider you wealthy, you know what the number is?
What?
$25 million. At $25 million, you're wealthy. All right. So just me, just two more million to go. That's it. Just two. That's all I need.
It's only going to take me and Steve till we're 535 yeah, right. to reach there.
My wife's at home. My wife's at home going, this money's where?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Listen, we're doing a radio thing here. Go with it.
102.9.
Screw you, DeBella.
MGK.
And your imaginary Corvette. Feeling summer weekend. I mean, I don't like the unofficial start of summer right for Memorial Day weekend. But I mean, we had all that rain, and we're going to get a little more
winter.
A long winter, so cold, and all that snow happening so late.
Yep.
And then all of the rain that we've had. I got to tell you, I am ready for the beach. I am ready for the shore.
Yep.
I am ready to be standing there and trying to hide from the beach tag lady. Getting prepared for the whole thing. And you know what I want to do.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, boo.
MGK.
Now.
Another exclusive.
Another exclusive. As you know, this weekend is the Philly 500, a countdown of the top 500 songs as voted by you, our listeners. Although Steve feels that he needed to do some extra work.
Yes.
The Philly 500 starts at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Possibly the Willow Grove countdown will start right now. So this is not left out with
it being the Philly 500, not the Willow Grove 7.
Okay, why?
Well, when you have a one-year-old,
right,
you got to make do with what you have, and that's not a lot of time.
Uh-huh.
So it was a matter of where was I and who was around to pick the music intense brains of the Willow Grovians.
That's right, because it's a hotbed, as you said.
So basically, you've got Belgo in his stroller, and you're walking around the neighborhood asking people about songs.
A few different places that I was yesterday.
Okay.
Guys, I did this within like 2 hours, so it was very thoroughly researched.
I've written them down, but you please announce them.
Yeah. All right. So I had to go to Giant. I asked a cashier at Giant, what would I put in my Willow Grove 7?
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted The Romantics, What I Like About You. And I couldn't disagree at all.
It's a good tune.
Yeah. That's a good tune.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I did get from the mailman walking up the street, Lover Boy's Working for the Weekend, which makes sense.
Right.
Queen,
which is kind of interchangeable with What I Like About You.
It could be, but stop it. There's
there's a theme that's going to develop.
Don't
here.
Stop Me Now from Queen.
Okay.
Aqua is out replacing a water main on my street, so I asked a couple of those guys.
Great choice.
Produce Junction.
Right.
They want to hear Rosalita. Specifically because I asked a woman named Rosalita what she wanted to hear. A high school counselor who is my neighbor wants Steve Winwood's Higher Love.
Okay.
My neighbor's kids want Leonard Skinner's Call Me the Breeze. Now, I was shocked that they knew this because they are four and 1.5. And lastly, I looked in the mirror and I said, Steve, what do you want to hear? And I said to myself, Golden Earring, Twilight Zone.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, so that is
now,
the Willow Grove 7.
Now, because I knew that you had Twilight Zone on your list,
right,
I decided that we would bring out the Wheel of Long Songs again.
Okay, all right.
All right, because there was a long song we wanted to play the other day that did not come up, and that was Rock Lobster.
Oh.
Now, there are 14 spots on the Wheel of Long Songs.
Let me stop you. Now, if I had a Willow Grove 8,
right,
Rock Lobster may have made it in.
Okay, well, this might solve that.
All right, okay.
Because what I've done with the Wheel of Long Songs, there's 14 spaces on the Wheel of Long Songs.
All right.
And I have put your 7 songs on the Wheel of Long Songs. And every other one is Rock Lobster.
Yes.
Well all done.
Right.
It's
all
a coin flip, essentially.
All right, so
let's do it. Willow Grove versus Lobster.
All right, so here we go. All right, we will spin the Wheel of Long Songs twice in 1 week.
Come on, baby. Give me Twilight Zone.
If it comes up Twilight,
What's it going to be?
Oh!
Yeah, listen. That, well, that's not. I need to at least find the song before.
Okay, please before find
we,
the song.
Right. Play it. Now, I think the Willowgrovians are going to be okay with this.
Okay.
It may not be in the seven, but it sure is in the eight.
Ah, yes. Put on your shorts. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. A song, I must admit, is much better with alcohol. Right? But,
hey, I enjoyed that. I'm dead sober.
Right? But I can only imagine the person whose alarm went off at 7:45 right, as they're going,
that was fun.
63 degrees outside, a sunny day ahead of us with the temperature getting to 87. Sebastian Maniscalco is ahead of us. I'm going to put him to the test today. I want to find out about what embarrasses him, right? Because he's always asking, aren't you embarrassed?
Right,
let's find out what embarrasses him. We will talk to Sebastian Maniscalco at 8:10. We'll talk to Cindy right now, who's still in her beehive haircut and, you know, and her shimmy skirt.
Right, why not?
For Rock Lobster.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He is going to be appearing at the Wells Fargo Center on September 13th. Tickets are on sale through WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com. He is a man I am so proud of. Ladies and gentlemen, Sebastian Maniscalco.
Could you believe where we've come? We've come so far together. From comedy clubs to theaters, now we're doing arenas.
In all honesty, Sebastian, I am so proud of you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It's been great for me. Philadelphia has always been a great market for me, and now to come in and do this arena, really, really stoked about it. And we just launched the fall tour, and things are good.
Does Dad have any confidence now on that this career is going to work out for you?
Dad is still worried. He's he's like, "What are you doing in arenas? That's a lot of seats to fill." You know, guy's constantly worried no matter what I'm doing. So Dad will always be on my back.
But he must be happy because now not only are you a married man, but you're a father.
I'm a father. We have a little daughter. She just turned one a few weeks ago. We had a birthday party at the house. Now, I come from a different environment than my wife comes from. I come from working middle class. My wife comes from wealth. So
okay.
The way they did their birthday parties growing up, a lot different than how we did ours. I mean, when I was a kid, we had a birthday party. We opened up the garage. We put a table in there. And, barely a cake, maybe a few water balloons, right? So my wife decided for our daughter's first birthday, she got an alpaca to come to the birthday party. Alpaca is like a llama with a shorter neck. So this thing walks in, and the kids are running for cover. Nobody knew what it was. You know, it's not like a donkey or anything. This is like a weird thing that spits at people. So they're telling everybody at the party, if you decide to pet it, you got to wash your hands immediately. I go, you're scaring people over here. What disease did you bring into my front yard? So it wasn't your traditional birthday party. Uh-huh. It was very elaborate, and I have my wife to thank for that.
So this is actually one of the cases where you were embarrassed.
I was definitely embarrassed, and I had to call my insurance, my homeowner's insurance, to see if, God forbid, if this thing had a flashback and started ragdolling two-year-olds if we were covered.
As long as I am on the embarrassing thing, let me ask you, let me give you some situations, and you tell me what embarrassing things you either could run into or have run into, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, the gym. Have you ever run into embarrassing situations at the gym?
I see a lot of embarrassing behavior at the gym. Recently, I was on a treadmill, and then a guy came next to me, and he had a water backpack on his back. I've never seen this. It's like something that you would wear in the desert, but this guy had it on his back. He had 6 gallons of water attached to his back with a hose that came over his shoulder that he kept sipping every once in a while. And I'm like, aren't you embarrassed? There's a drinking fountain 5 feet away. This guy decided to strap it to his back.
What about restaurants? Do you ever get embarrassed in restaurants or see embarrassing people?
Well, you know, my wife is embarrassing at restaurants. You know, she can't just order what's on the menu. First of all, she's got to ask about every ingredient. And then, you know, could you check? Is this gluten-free? Just order. Just order whatever's on. And then pick it off. You know, it's like... My wife's got to get, like, the whole restaurant involved in her order. Is the waiter got to, the manager's got to come out to the table? You know, is it a celiac disease do you have? Or do you have just a sensitivity to gluten? It's like, babe, you know what? Just let's eat at home because every time we go out, it's like a four-hour ordeal.
Right, exactly, exactly. Now, you know, now that you're a married man, you've probably spent more than enough time at other people's weddings. Anything at weddings ever embarrass you?
Cash bar.
Yes.
You ever go to a wedding as a cash bar? I leave.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Just leave. Leave now.
I walked up for a drink. They're like $6. $6? I left. Weddings are one of those things where, especially at Italian weddings, what they do, and I've seen this more than once, is they pass out like styrofoam take-home trays, and at the end of the night, people take home desserts. What are you doing?
What about you're a man who spends a lot of time on the road. Airports.
You know, people that bring their own food on the plane is a little embarrassing. It's never food that's just normal. It's like holiday food that they cooked a couple weeks before and they decided to freeze it. Now they're going to let it thaw on the plane and we got to smell the whole thing. So that bothers me at the airport. And just the general dress of people at the airport. It just seems like it's a slumber party at the airport. People just roll out of bed and next thing you know, they're at gate A5 in their slippers and pajamas.
I love the guy who's carrying his own pillow.
Yeah, I've never understood that. I mean, how do you take your pillow from the bed that you sleep in, and now you're going to sleep it on the plane, and then when you get to the destination, you're going to sleep on the bed with the germs from the plane on the pillow? What are you doing? What are you doing?
And what about parks, amusement parks? You must be taking your daughter to the park on a regular basis.
Yeah, I took my daughter to the park recently, and I don't like the way kids behave at the park. You know, we're going to put her on a slide, and it's always like a four-year-old or five-year-old boy who's running around with wood chips. I'm not a big wood chip guy. And he's throwing them on the slide, and now my daughter can't go down the slide. And, it's going to be a problem. I could see moving forward, interacting with, other kids and parents, especially when my kid starts to go to school, and then I got to go and interact with, the dad of the kid. And I see this being a huge, huge problem for me because I get bothered really, really quickly. The parenting thing has been great so far. It's just as long as we don't hang out with other people, we're all right.
Well, Sebastian, I got to tell you, I cannot wait for you to get here. All of those shows at the Borgata, which are all sold out already, folks. There's no sense in even trying to get one. But if you want to see them here in Philadelphia, September 13th, Wells Fargo Center. Tickets are available through WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com. Sebastian Maniscalco, our guest. My Gumbare, you take care, okay?
Thanks for having me on, guys. Take care.
Booyakasha!
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah!
102.9.
Say that again!
102.9.
Yeah!
MGK.